girlfriends.
Our more life with the girlfriends.
Now, I heard the little beep, 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 beep. Does that mean that I'm too loud in the phone?
It was just like you blew in my ear.
Was I too much of excitement? Hello? I will reel it in.
No, don't. I enjoy it. I had to protect my ears.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was so funny today. Everybody out there, we're going to have a very fun show. It's going to be...
Are we?
All over the map.
What?
And
no, us? All over the map and fun?
Yes.
Whoa.
Well, I know. How am I departing from who we really are?
You are a predictor of fun and mayhem.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're Christy Marie and Julie. We're Certified Law of Attraction coaches. I'm Julie. I'm the daughter. Mama, you're Christine Marie.
That's who I am.
You're a therapist. I'm a former teacher. And what we're doing is we love coming here on Sunday nights talking about...
Anything.
Anything and everything. Mm-hmm. And mostly what we're talking about is more life.
We like to stay on the life with the girlfriends, don't we? We like to talk about, you know, intimate things and how they affect the bigger things in our lives.
Oh, for sure.
And all that. And, you know, then we...
And sometimes we don't realize mm-hmm. how those little things really do affect the big things in our lives.
Oh, come on.
I know so many times we think these little decisions that we make throughout the day, oh, they don't mean anything. It's not that important. And all then, like, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later, you realize,
mm-hmm.
oh, all those little decisions I made really were important. They took me closer to where I wanted to go mm-hmm. or away from where I wanted to
Isn't
go.
Isn't that true? And we mm-hmm. don't. And a lot of times when we make those decisions, really depending on, you know, how we feel,
mm-hmm.
we may make a better decision. Or
yes.
if we're feeling not so good, we might want to give ourselves some comfort and maybe not that a decision that helps us in the long run. And that's why, you know, our book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life, is about good habits as well. And that's what we see more and more is just every little habit, you know, leads to something else, right?
Oh, for sure. And it really builds on this idea that Tim Ferriss said. And I know this. I've heard from many people, and probably you as well. I always do. Is that I think in the 80s it was all about finding yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then I think as you know 90s too, and then something happened where we're like, I may do all these spiritual journeys, may work on myself spiritually, or mentally, or you know whatever,
mm-hmm.
day in day out. And yet, I'm still not effing happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might have found myself, and maybe mm-hmm. I'm not happy with what
you
I found.
You found an unhappy person.
Exactly. And so here's the idea that finding yourself doesn't mean that you got to be stuck with the person you find. And that we can choose to design ourselves.
Right.
And that trust, that little bit of a spark inside of you that says mm-hmm. it can be better.
Right.
It can
and
be better.
We say that trust, T-R-U-S-T, is mm-hmm. to rely unto spirit totally.
For sure.
Do you like that? I like that a lot.
I think we even have that URL. We didn't do anything with it yet.
No, we do have that URL.
Yeah,
to rely
unto spirit totally. And
we just bought another URL today, Julie.
Yes, you did.
With Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say it?
Ukulele. Mom had this beautiful idea for a YouTube channel.
I love the song Layla.
Yes, and you love ukuleles.
And I love ukuleles.
So you want to have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Just specifically designated to ukuleles, to people playing Layla on the ukulele. Their own version.
Their own version. And come on my YouTube channel now.
We're just starting it off.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't figured out the kinks yet.
No.
I'm going to.
Not at all.
And thank you, my brother Gregorio, because he's the one that helped us going, because he has his little... I shouldn't say little. I always hate that when people do that, because I know it means I'm not giving it the props it deserves.
Right. Well, his YouTube channel is Punk Cat, right?
I thought it was Punk Hat.
Punk Hat. Okay.
Or is it Punk Cat?
I don't know. It's not Punk Hat, I know that. I think it's Punk Cat.
Okay. Now I realize I could be hearing it wrong because mm-hmm. Punk Cat.
I think it's Punk Cat.
Okay. Sure.
But I don't know. I'll tell you next week.
I'm going to text him.
Yeah, but he's got, like, real legitimate commercials on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, and he's always so happy. He's like, commercial, everybody watch the commercial. Watch it. Please. You know? So
he's a genius, though.
Oh.
He's a genius on his YouTube channel.
Yeah. Oh, and he's having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit, too.
Yeah,
because
we'll get back to that.
Yeah. Because what I'm also going to say is that I heard this interview with... I just texted him. Everybody let everybody know. I heard an interview today with Dick Van Dyke,
mm-hmm.
And I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Right.
But it is about finding some joy in your life and then blasting it, you know, like,
right.
You know, taking that and just running with it and
mm-hmm.
loving it. And we'll talk about that a little bit because I remember telling you what he said, and you're like, well, here's what I find fault
well,
with
wait,
that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when the time comes. But
right.
You're right.
So we got a big show, and we're starting late.
I kind of am, maybe I'm a little critical sometimes, or... You know, it really depends on my day or my weekend, you know.
Well, yes. We're going to talk about that a little bit because I get that.
Yes.
Because what you see is you can see where, like, it's easy to say that now. Were you saying that 50, 60 years ago
right.
when it wasn't looking like that?
Right. Very interesting, though.
Yeah.
Right? Come on. That's very interesting.
So, you know, we're from the Midwest in Illinois, 100 miles directly west of Chicago. So I need to mention the Bears, and I must
Yay.
Mention the Cubs.
Yay!
And so, you know, since 2003, we hadn't won a, you know, what do they call
World
it?
World Series?
No. After season, postseason game.
Oh, okay.
And so it has been a fun ride. And because Doug is such a Cubs fan, literally, I feel he, if the Cubs do, and they
mm-hmm.
will go to the World Series.
He may die.
And the weird part is, mm-hmm. he is projecting it.
That he's going to die.
He says, I do, but he goes, Julie, you're going to have to be with me and calm me down, because if they win the World Series,
mm-hmm.
I may have a heart attack. And he goes, and I know Bob will have a heart attack, his brother. You know,
yeah.
he goes, I just know he will have a heart attack. And I'm like,
well,
okay.
Talk about prophesying.
Yes, I'm
holy
like,
crap.
Please don't do this. You know,
we talk about how our words are so powerful.
Yes.
Whoa.
And he's like, I just know I'm going to do it. I'm like, please mm-hmm. let's not say that.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's not good. But so we're going to talk about sports a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And,
yeah, I love it.
Yes, and then we're going to go in talking about purpose. And this thought that Mom has told me many, many times the course of my life,
mm-hmm.
that you're like, what if I told you that, you know, you remember so specifically that has framed your life? it's this, girlfriend, that we each can plug in. There are different programs that can give you success. And as long as you put in the program and you know it and you work that program,
mm-hmm.
you'll be successful.
Right.
But if you keep taking out the program
changing the software,
that's
right.
then you can put the one program in and have updates, like a software, right?
Right.
But if you take out that program, throw it away and get a new program, you got to relearn it,
mm-hmm.
waste all this time, all this bull crap, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've always said, you know, you can decide what program works best for you.
Right.
You know, and, okay, the answer is Punk Cat Films. Punk
oh,
Cat Films.
How'd you find out?
You texted me back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep. I just gave him a little thumbs up, everybody.
Punk Cat Films.
All one word.
It's his YouTube channel.
All one word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Punk Cat Films. And so, That idea,
Layla.
Yeah, ukulele.
Ukulele is my YouTube channel.
Exactly. But this idea that we put in these programs, and yet when we know the program, and I'm going to propose this question to
mm-hmm.
you a little bit. Then why do we choose not to follow it?
Mm-hmm.
It is a choice. Why do we choose when we know otherwise?
And we will talk about that later.
Yeah.
Or now? Okay.
No, later. Only it's a little teaser.
Yes. Good. Good. I know. I got some things to say about that. Mm. And I tell you, Joseph Campbell was the, I mean, I have told you that, but I initially got the thought or the idea of that probably in the 80s, and when I was totally enamored in love with Joseph Campbell.
Yes.
So that's where I think I maybe discovered that.
Yeah.
He was one cool man.
He was one cool man.
Yeah.
I mean, his energy of love and understanding and compassion just reaches everything.
Yes. And don't you love it, like, at the end of your life, you know, you're talking about, like, Dick Van Dyke, he wrote this book because he's 90. But, you know, you got to pay attention to what people say at the, you know, at that late time in their lives.
Because I agree.
There's some wisdom there. You know, hopefully that knowledge that they had has turned into wisdom, you know, and then you want to listen, right?
I try to always listen and take what I can, and usually it's the same stuff. It's sort of like you get it. You can see the theme, the thread of success in everyone's life and what it means. And I do know that there's an ebb and flow to everyone's life where at certain times you're focusing on this.
Right.
And at certain times you're focusing on that.
Right. That's true.
And right now I'm going to focus on the Bears.
Okay. Shall we go there?
Yes, let's go there. So the Bears won tonight.
Can you believe it? I mean,
yay!
The last time I checked, they were losing.
Yes.
And
I wanted to say,
this out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake Cutler.
I believe, you know what, we had my brother and his kids come over today, and it was a great day, fun. We had the Bears playing in the background, and little Pippa, love her to death, but she sneezed right on me.
Oh,
now I don't receive it, but it was interesting because last night you were saying, I got a sore throat a little bit, and then today I go, I kind of got a sore throat, and now I feel stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would have watched the beginning of the season for the Bears, we're now in week 5 already. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I know. Time goes by so fast.
And we haven't even hit the World Series for the baseball season.
No. We're still many, 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 many games away from that.
It's like schizophrenic right now.
And Bears are football.
Correct.
Okay, good. Make sure. Cubs are baseball.
Cubs are baseball.
But here, you know, it's,
the Bulls are basketball.
Until I started dating Doug, I didn't give a crap of that much.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the Bears from
Saturday Night Live.
Yes. No, the Bears. Exactly. Doug Cubs, Doug Bears. When they won the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl Shuffle, and we had the fridge, and we had Peyton,
that guy had no eyeballs or something like that.
Yes,
McMahon,
and you know the coach. You know, we had them all right.
Yes.
That
yes.
was a fun time, and we haven't had that in a very long time.
Talk about seasons, though, huh?
Oh wow, it converged.
Yeah, how something converges so greatly.
Yes,
just like that season. They had the Super Bowl Shuffle. What was the coach again? Ditka?
Ditka, yeah.
Ditka, yeah.
Exactly.
He's alive still, right?
Oh, yes. And so that was kind of fun. And so, but then I kind of dropped off. I'm like, who cares, you know, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But Doug, who's such a big fan of sports, I kind of got back into the flow of things and kind of enjoying it more. And here it is. I kind of wanted to say, like, you can choose to have. I'm learning from the Bears right now because you can, and the Cubs because both star their seasons in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Even our
so that's a good takeaway.
Yeah,
you can start your life
in the toilet.
In the toilet, you can have a toilet season.
Yes.
And you can pull it out of the toilet.
You can pull it out.
You can pull it out of the crapper.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can flush away what no longer serves
That's
you
right.
and what's left in the bowl.
Yes.
Is yours to keep.
You earned it.
You earned it. Exactly.
You know, maybe the toilet metaphor wasn't that great.
Well,
but
you get my point.
I get your point.
And so here we are. I mean, the Bears are only 2-3. So they've won 2 and lost 3. Now, the truth is, we thought for sure it'd be like 0-5, losing 0, winning 0, losing 5. But there's glimmers there of I'm like, well, this could be a really good team.
Yeah.
We could pull this out. We can actually maybe go to postseason. Wouldn't that be awesome? Mm. The playoffs. That'd be awesome. And so it's this idea that I know that we have a philosophy sometimes where how you start is how it will end.
Right.
Screw that, because
that's right.
If you look at the Chicago teams,
mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, girlfriend.
I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to receive it.
No.
You know. But if you take it, you go, it doesn't matter where you started.
No. And let's talk about the little Cubbies.
Okay. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They won the wild card, which is just the one winner-take-all game. One game decides that they go to the playoffs, and they won.
Exciting.
I know. And so they play the Cardinals, and they lost the first game down there. And then they won the second game,
right,
which guarantees them another game up here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Which is good for
three
us.
Three out of
home
five.
Team, yeah.
Yes. So Doug last night, he's like, we won, 6-3. And he goes, and he was just yelling at the top of his lungs. He's like, you know, we're not coming back there again, Cardinals, St. Louis. Go F yourself. I hate you guys. We're not coming back. Yada, yada. You suck. You know.
I don't understand how guys do that, you know, like how they get so intense.
I really thought that he was so literally happy.
Mm-hmm. And this is a man that buys season tickets, right?
This is his first year of buying. Now, he has season tickets to the Bears for a long, long time.
Right.
And that's a different commitment because you only have 17 games,
mm-hmm.
16 games. And then playoffs.
But,
I don't know how that works out.
But they bought season tickets for the Cubbies.
Which is a lot, much more of a commitment.
Yeah, exactly.
And they, you know, they sell them on StubHub and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they bought postseason tickets. Now, this is the weird part about postseason tickets that he told me about that I almost feel is a scam.
Tell me about it.
Okay. So, for season ticket holders, they get to decide they want to buy postseason tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But they must buy all the postseason tickets that could potentially happen at the beginning.
Say what?
So, like, when we were going to go, I think before we were going to go to the postseason, they got the choice to buy tickets, and they said yes. And then therefore they had to buy tickets for the most games possible in the three postseason sections.
Right.
And that means if they had home field advantage, it means they played more games in Wrigley than away. Whatever combination gave you them the most games.
Well, how much did that cost?
Not as much as you think, because they only have two tickets, and some of the games went for $50 a piece, maybe $100. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. I thought he sold one for $700 or something like that.
Now, that means he can sell it in the post.
Oh.
Aftermarket.
Right, okay.
Gotcha. But he can't sell all of them yet because
they don't know where they're at.
No, they don't know what's going to happen.
Gotcha.
Now, here's the thing. Let's say that they don't go to the World Series. Now, he has his tickets already in hand for the World Series.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so cute.
And but if they don't make
so
it there,
cute.
What they do then, the Cubs then take the money they spent and put it towards next year's season tickets. So no matter what, you're paying. You're saying, okay, if I don't go to postseason this year, it'll go towards next season's tickets, which I think just kind of sounds crappy.
Wow. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I don't get it.
But, I know.
Right?
And or it sounds really like good business. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Cubs fever.
Yeah.
And
Cubs
some people
fever.
Were talking about what would happen if they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all...
We were talking about the Shemitah and the Blood Moons,
The four Blood Moons.
This is definitely a sign.
That,
yes, every 400 years, this is a sign.
Exactly.
The Cubbies are going to win.
The World Series. This would definitely be one of those Christ coming kind of situations.
It's the apocalypse.
It's definitely right.
If the Cubs win, it is the apocalypse.
Like, we have a pitcher, and his name is escaping me at this moment, that is pitching on Monday night. Now, we have always had a problem with our pitchers. But we have a pitcher that's pitching Monday night that literally since August, his earned run average, or however it goes, like for batters coming in, is 0.5 per game. So he has let 0.5 runs occur on his watch since August.
Oh, wow.
They're not talking about him being the best pitcher mm-hmm. of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about him being the best pitcher ever.
Ever.
And he's
best
a Cubby.
Pitcher ever.
He's a Cubby. Oh, my gosh. The four blood moons.
What's his name? We should give him some props. But do you know his name?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I could pull it out. It's
mm-hmm.
I'll pull it out.
Yeah.
I'm getting stuffy. I'm just not going to receive it.
Oh, don't receive it.
Thank you. Everybody out there, pray for me. I don't want
right.
this.
You don't receive it.
I don't receive it because it seems like every year this thing comes on and it just,
mm-hmm.
but not this year.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, girlfriend.
You know why? Four blood moons.
That's right.
I'm going to take it as a positive sign
That's
for
right.
my sciences and my gold. But my little niece, I mean, you know, I'll take one for the team, though, too.
Yeah, she sneezed right on you.
Oh, she sneezed right on me.
Mm-hmm.
And little Lillian comes in. She goes, my whole family's got a cold. Not me, because Pippa touched everybody's toothbrush. I'm like, that happens. You know, that sometimes happens.
She's kinda a little imp.
Exactly.
She's just an imp.
For sure,
she's
for
like
sure.
like a little rascal.
And, you know, it was kind of funny, too. So we've talked about the Bears, the Cubs, and
yes.
I cannot... Blackhawks, they just started their season. Way, they won the Stanley Cup last year.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some drama in the back, you know, with Kane and all that stuff, but I don't know enough about it just to talk mm-hmm. about it. But
you
I do
know what
want,
I remember about,
yeah.
oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean
no,
to interrupt
go on.
You, but
you
what I remember about the Blackhawks is that we interviewed that one actor, and I can't think of his name, but he made the movie about the Blackhawks, and remember the priest that, you know, and it was a dancing movie?
Oh, yeah.
I can't, but we interviewed him, and I love this guy. He was Greek.
Yes.
And it was about a Greek church and the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup. If I'm correct, right?
Yes, it's 100% correct.
Yes, good. Cool.
100% correct.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of the Blackhawks.
Yes, that movie.
That movie, yeah. Which
yeah.
I can't really remember the name of it.
Oh, I know.
The guy was awesome. We interviewed him. He was a dancer and an actor. And I can't even think of... And the name of the priest, who's an actual pretty famous actor, that you know, the guy that played the priest.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah,
I know I don't know, but yeah, I know he was Greek, but I don't know his name.
Yeah,
if I saw it, I'd go, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So I guess that segue was like.
Not at all. I was trying to get the name of the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I should just put away the phone because it's distracting and I'm not giving you my 100% of attention.
It's
and that
okay.
would be wrong.
No.
I just wanted to find out. I can't. I know it begins with an A, like Areola.
Areola.
That's not
Anus.
It.
Anus. Anus.
Yeah. One of those words I'm
I think
hearing.
It like to be Erica.
No, I don't think so.
Or Echo. Echo.
Yeah.
Echo. A-C-H-O.
Okay, maybe.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I mean, some people go, it's this, dumb people. I'm like, all right, time out. Give me a break. And so I'm going to talk really quick at the end now, move on to Derrick Rose, the Bulls, because I cannot, if I'm going to talk about and take a life lesson from the Cubs, from the Bears, and how we can start off our
yes.
our journey in the toilet and end on
yes.
top.
top of the toilet.
Exactly. That's a good thing. And then you know, how you said, you always say about the putting in the program.
Right.
And
okay.
how we can sabotage ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so Derrick Rose, about 2 weeks ago, was being interviewed. Derrick Rose, he was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. And he's a great basketball player when he plays, but literally the time he plays is so minuscule because he is riddled with injuries after
right.
injuries
right.
after injuries. And it's almost laughable now.
Right.
And so here he is. And also, too, his ego is so huge, it doesn't correlate to his productivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, I don't.
When does that happen? You know, like, I mean, I remember watching Kanye.
Yes.
And Mama,
you're.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, Conway. I love it. Bring up Conway.
No, Kanye.
Kanye. Conway West.
Like, you know, I was watching him on the MTV, you know, awards, and he's like, you know, I'm so cool, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm running for president in 5 years or whatever. And I'm like, good self-esteem. Whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you brought Conway. Kanye? Why do you call him Conway?
I don't know, girlfriend. It's kind of eerie, though.
It is. Because I go back and forth on him.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
And
I totally, there are days that I love him and I think about him, and there are days like I hate him and I think about him. Like, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Do I spend too much time thinking about Kanye?
No, not really, because I get it.
Yeah.
And I was listening to him being interviewed, and somebody asked him, like, what do you want to teach your son? Because I guess Kim is having a boy. And he goes, I really just want my son to have one thing, and that is a purpose, to have a purpose in life. And I go, oh, brilliant. I go, you go, Kanye.
Yeah. You go, Conway.
You go, Conway West.
Conway.
Exactly. And
you sure he wasn't saying porpoise?
I've always wanted a porpoise, and I can't get one because I'm too old, but
that's
my
right.
son, I can get
I
one
like
with my son.
That's right.
That would be fine, you know.
It's an old cheap shot.
Exactly.
I took it.
Yeah, did a good job. And so, going back to Derrick Rose, you know, he was being interviewed, and out of the clear blue sky, he just kept saying, you know, right before the season kind of started, he said, oh, you know, I've just been, I had this break, and I've been, playing with my son, and I realized there's a lot of money left on the table. Mm-hmm. And you know, I need to think about that. And a reporter goes, are you talking about free agency? Because in 2 years, his contract will be up. And
mm-hmm.
not just this year.
In two years.
2 seasons.
Yeah.
His contract will be up.
Right.
And he can go become a free agent and get the big money. Now,
mm-hmm.
I think he makes like $20 million a year. I could
be
wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not little money.
No. That's just wrong.
And he goes,
there's money
yeah.
left on the table?
Oh,
come on.
And it was so funny because he doesn't, you know. And the next day, he gets an elbow in the eye
mm-hmm.
and breaks
his occipital
yes.
bone.
Yes, can you believe that?
Yeah,
and
like you said, he's riddled with injuries, and yet he's thinking about the money left on the table.
And I can't, like, who's talking to him? Like, is he
yeah.
law of attraction? Yet?
You know what? I don't know because we've heard stories. I mean, it's common that there are these athletes that are not managed well.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what kind of bee in their bonnet, you know, who's putting
right.
the bee in their bonnet. Remember that one, was it a hockey player that his parents or his momager, she was a papager and a momager, and they literally took everything he made. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know the specifics, but that I heard that story and I was floored because what was happening was he was getting collection notices.
Yeah, and he was like, what's this? Okay.
And what he had given his parents the power of attorney
mm-hmm.
to manage his money. Because I get that. If I was busy making money,
yes.
I would trust you and Dad to run the money.
Oh, thanks, honey.
And then until I found out, what?
You found a collection notice.
Yeah, like, what?
Where are Mom and Dad at again? Oh, south of France. Okay, good, yeah.
Well, it's when your parents think that they deserve the Lamborghini.
Yes.
And what did you deserve the Lamborghini?
Oh, my God.
And you know,
that's disgusting, number one. And, like, Justin Bieber, his dad is the same way.
Is his mom the same way, too?
I don't know. But
I hope not.
They think that they, you know, like, that they caused this because it came out of
his
sperm and came out of her uterus, you know.
Yes.
I'm teaching a birds and the bees lesson here, but they think that's like them then. Yeah.
That's just
part of it.
Yeah. Adam Carolla talks about this all the time about how he always I guess you know who Shaq is, right?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So he was adopted.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
And Adam Carolla has talks about this story sometimes about how like I want to be there the day that Shaq's quote-unquote real dad comes into the picture after, you know, 30 years.
Yes, exactly.
Say, I don't want to be your dad again. And he yeah. goes, you know, F you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't think so.
Yeah. What would you do, though, if, you know, you were adopted and you became this mega, you know, billionaire athlete, and then your bio dad comes in the picture? What would you really do?
I would.
Would you toss him a few bucks? Or
yes.
What?
A few would be the right word.
Yeah.
Like, depending on how much money I really had, I'd have to talk to a financial advisor.
And I think Oprah did something similar. I'm not really sure, but she made these people sign things like, "You lose all your money if you talk
yes.
about me."
Well, I was going to say the
I
exact
would
same
that.
Thing. I mean, she does a good job because I mm-hmm. think I really believe that in her family.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about her.
Right.
And I think that's the case because they all live in her houses.
Yeah, they're paid well.
They're paid well.
And they don't want that to go away.
Yeah, and why? You know, and good for her. She
yeah.
can take care of it.
I mean,
that
how
way.
Much can a photograph or a you know, a memory, you know,
right.
make it pay?
Exactly.
You know, right.
And so I think that's right. And I remember when Oprah, switching topics a little bit, met her sister, her half-sister,
mm-hmm.
later in life, like
right.
really late in life. She made the point that they found each other a year earlier, and she's had adult kids, and nobody said anything.
Yeah.
Like, she could really trust her.
Wow.
And I thought, you know,
yeah.
If you want to make sure you put a program
yeah.
into your body, you put it that program in. Like,
exactly.
let's not break that in this.
No.
And
I mean, come on, don't you feel the loyalty, though? I mean, that's awesome to be able to know, like you know that somebody's got your back, you know.
Yeah, and it's so funny because if I was in even that situation, I might say, hey, you know, guys, it's okay to sell this photograph. Go for it.
No.
Maybe. We'll see.
Mm.
So going, you know, so I just want to throw that out about Derrick Rose.
I think you should.
So I did. I think I'm done with the topic. I don't
Good.
Know.
What are we moving on to then, girlfriend?
Well, I'm starting to get congested, so I apologize.
Honestly, I don't hear it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So I was watching a little bit of Oprah tonight before the show,
mm-hmm.
and she had on this young woman, I Am Malala.
Mm-hmm.
That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
She was the young woman that was shot by the Taliban because she wanted, you know, she wanted to go to school. She wanted
right.
to have, you know, women educated and so
right.
forth.
Yes.
And it was a very interesting conversation. I didn't watch the whole thing; didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
A documentary is being done by about her. I think it's out now.
There's a movie, isn't it? Malala.
She was named Malala, and she had a book that she wrote and so forth. But what was interesting is that Oprah asked her a question about the incident. Like, you know, how did it change you, you know, the being shot and
mm-hmm.
so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I don't remember it. And so that's why it's hard for me to go there,
because
I have no memory
mm-hmm.
of being shot.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do have memories of is all the prayers that people sent me.
Oh, really?
And she said, this is, she goes, I believe wholeheartedly that prayers work.
Mm-hmm.
And because I felt it. She goes, you know, all the praying people were doing for me, you know, wishing me best, you know, praying for my health,
mm-hmm.
it worked. And it was just, she goes, it was God.
Mm-hmm.
They were administering God to me in some way. And I thought it was beautiful because here's
wow.
this young woman and Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Right.
And she felt it. She doesn't remember the shooting,
mm-hmm.
but what she felt afterwards was this power of God
wow.
through prayer, through these people. And isn't that how it all works?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not done for you. Like, you're not instantly changed. It's done through other people.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, it's because it gives the other people the opportunity to be a part of this bigger
picture.
Oh,
exactly.
And
exactly.
She was asked about her, who was her mentors and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, my mom and my father. My father, and then my mom, of course, as well. But she said her father brought to her these iconic people, Nelson Mandela. I mean, not directly, but
mean
you
as
know,
as
mentors,
right?
You know, as,
right.
Like read about this person,
right.
Martin Luther King. A couple more I can't think of right after that. I don't know why. But and she goes, I realized very young that to be brave, all we had to do was speak the truth and work towards that. That's a hard word to say.
Wow.
Because people's truth can get really skewed.
You bet.
And I almost want to say speak love.
Yeah.
If your truth doesn't have love in it,
yeah,
then it ain't truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people speaking their truth, and it's vile.
Yeah, oh, it's exactly.
And so
I always hate it when I hear people go, I just tell the truth.
Yeah.
And really, it really is just a vehicle to be mean.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm just telling you my truth.
Yeah.
Well, your truth is stupid.
Yeah. And
you know?
and you're unhealed, and
yes.
You're mean.
And you're mean. So
learn to keep your mouth shut, because
exactly.
You don't need it. Yeah.
And so I always get a little suspicious when people say to learn to tell the truth.
Right.
And in her mind, in her eyes, I'm not afraid of it because I know she's healed.
Right.
I know she comes from a place of love and expansion and wanting everyone to feel they can learn, they can love safely.
Yes.
That's her purpose.
Beautiful.
And in her mind, she's just starting off.
Oh my gosh!
And I love that. This is her starting off point, not her ending.
And see, this is why we always say there's a difference between the truth,
yes,
and a fact.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. The fact is that you know, as a woman, she wasn't able to become educated or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But the bigger truth is that she was holding on to is that everyone
deserves
to be able to be educated and to understand, you know, and be mentored by these bigger names and people who, you know, reach backwards to pull you up. You know.
Even if it's just the almost the shadow of the name, you know, what it really represents, that could be all it takes to help someone be brave.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, like, I'll just, if I'm scared or something, if I say a word that makes me not feel so scared.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that, it's like you said, it's a shadow of the...
Well, and, you know, we talk about this idea that why don't we, when we have a program that we want to follow, why don't we still do it?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Maya Angelou said, is it Maya Angelou or Maya Angelou or Maya Angelou?
I would say Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
But you know what? I don't know. But either way, she'll you know, come to dinner when you call
and,
her.
And hopefully she won't be.
It's Halloween.
But no, and but she said that saying back in the 80s that we all do the best we can.
Yeah.
Which I believe that. And it's one of their best socks. but she said the more you know, the better you do.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
It is true. And yet, sometimes the more we know, we still don't do.
Right.
And it's, I right now, you and I have been really doing our work into habits and helping people figure out how to design their life through their habits, because that's really what it's about.
Right.
Their habits of thought, their habits of behavior, because our habits really anchor our future into our present moment.
It's so true. We actually, our habits make us time travelers.
They really do.
Yes. And don't take that, people, because that's a chapter in our new book. Don't.
Exactly.
Just don't do it.
Exactly. Because we'll come after you.
Yeah, we'll cut a bitch.
Exactly. and so, but yet, for an example, your brother retired this week.
On Friday.
Yes. Yes. Your younger brother.
Yes, my baby brother.
About 10 years difference.
Yes, yes.
And even though we've had a very colorful, exciting, non-traditional, occupational life you and I have together, and
yes.
You know,
yes.
It did hit me too, like, dang.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
He retired quite well.
Yes.
And because I know his program.
Yeah.
I know that Dave, you know, he'd been for the same company for since he was 25, 30
yeah.
years.
Yes.
And every day, every week, for the moment he could, he invested 10% minimum of his paycheck.
Yeah, I can remember one time his wife had gotten a bonus check for Christmas. And it was, it was for Christmas, and it was, we were there on Christmas Day, and it was just sitting on the countertop, you know. I guess they were getting ready to go. He goes, can you imagine? Here's this money. Not in the bank just yet, making money.
You know, it's just sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah,
it could be in our bank account, you know, in our 401k or in our investment club, making something.
Yeah.
And
so there was that program, and it never left.
It never left.
Never left.
And I remember listening to Money Talks on WLS when I was in high school, promising myself that I would start investing the moment I got consistent work, the moment. And I did that. I did that, Jill, when I was in college. I joined the 401k. And it was funny. I was reading up on it. I was excited about it, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
I was not going to divert from that plan. And then something happened, and I diverted from that plan.
You bought a Volvo.
Oh, that didn't help.
Diesel.
Yes. But everything came up to prevent me from consistently doing that.
Yes, and that is the truth, though, isn't it? I mean, how much are you willing to fight for your commitment? You know, because once you make a commitment like that, everything will come up against you.
Yeah.
You will. It's just like with a diet.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you go, this is it, only going to eat protein or whatever, somebody offers you some carbs of this, and you know, I mean,
I mean, today I made lots of sugar for the kids.
Yes.
Mostly because it was entertaining. We decorated cookies,
right.
decorated this, and it was fun. They liked it. And I have specific memories of baking with my grandmother.
Yes, you do.
And it's so I want to instill that into my nieces.
Yes.
What were you saying, though, that was so powerful?
Well, no, I was saying, though, that once you make a commitment...
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, things come up against you to help, you know, to make you divert.
Yeah.
But see, when you say, though, about the thing with the grandma and the memories, I mean, I feel like that's a different thing, you know, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it's that same old story about either you're doing it 99%
yes.
or 100%.
Yeah, 99%. Painful. 100%. No problem.
And that doesn't mean your success rate is a 20-year-old, which is a law in there. It's the fact that if you're just 99% committed to doing whatever, there is that 1% that saboteur will come in there and make that gap wide.
Right.
You know, you'll need new tires.
Right.
So you can't put money in this week for your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Or... I'm going to go see some friends, and we're going to go to have Italian, and I'm just going to eat a big, big thing of pasta at 10 o'clock at night, you know, and just sleep it off.
That's kind of, isn't that what sumo wrestlers do? They
they eat
carbs late at night.
Yeah, yes. what are you trying to say, girlfriend? What are you saying?
I'm just saying that's what they do.
that's what they do exactly, and so, you know, we know. But I guess we don't have that wisdom affecting our behavior yet.
Right.
Or we're bucking up against creating habits. Because I really do believe somewhere we think if you're meant to do this, it's meant to be easier.
100%. Don't you feel that? If it's like, if it's meant to be, then the road will be, you know.
A little easier.
Yeah, no obstacles or whatever.
And
it's kind of not like that.
It's really the opposite.
Yeah.
Because,
or like, if I'm just in alignment, everything's going to work out, law of attraction-wise, you know.
And the older I get and the more I work with my own purpose and design my own life, the more I realize is that I'm hit harder.
Yes.
With these... obstacles.
Yes.
And it could be because, like Deepak Chopra says, you must solve these problems at a higher level.
Absolutely. These I think Einstein might have said that as well.
Yeah.
But these challenges cannot be solved at the same level you know, that.
And you to do it in a field that you don't like, you're not going to do it. But to do it in a field that you kind of like enough, if you can play with it, you're like, hey, the path can be bigger. The path will be better. And I like this area. I like doing this stuff. So I'm going to do it.
Gosh, when you think about this, Julie, you know, for whatever reason, I'm thinking about these child actors that, like Robert Downey Jr., he was totally addicted for a long time. I mean, everybody knows he, you know, went into other people's houses and crashed and things like that. And it took him a long time. It wasn't just the first, you know, rehab that took. I mean, he, who knows how long it took. But now it appears that he's got it. You know, he does his program, right?
Right.
And he doesn't divert from the program.
Right.
And it looks good on him.
Looks good on
now,
him.
Now, you know? But I'm saying, my God, that had to have been brutally hard. Because, you know, I know that his dad probably was, you know, I know that his dad did a lot of drugs, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, you think about how to overcome, you know, that kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Amazing to me.
Yeah.
You know, amazing. So some people have it a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Very interesting. Well, I think, too, is people don't resist the habit so much. They see
it. That's true.
They see the beauty of them, and they it's intrinsic that they know, well, I just have to do this. It's not for any reason I have to do it.
But also, too, your own personal pain sometimes is so big that at sometimes you just can't climb over that hill, you know.
Yeah.
And remember we used to say, like, let the pain keep pushing you until you could catch on, let the vision pull you.
Yes.
And that really is true because for a lot of people, it is that personal pain that you come up against. And, oh, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I just could do this today or did this or whatever. You know?
Right, for sure. Well, and I'm getting a picture in my mind right now about this idea that we talked about with the programs and what works and the habit.
Right.
It's sort of like when you are, like, in a car or in a semi and you're shifting. And you have to match your RPMs to the gear that you want to be in.
OMG, I love this. Where are you going with this?
I hope
I love this.
Okay, good, because I'm trying to work it out in my mind.
Yes,
it's just
feels
coming to
right,
me, but
yeah.
I can't figure it out quite.
No, it's like you're talking about shifting.
Yeah, shifting.
Oh, yay.
The big yes, I'm talking about shifting.
Yes.
Exactly. That's
I know.
I'm going to have to work on this metaphor
better
because it feels really right.
Yes.
You know, so
and
you're going this one speed,
matching
this one
the RPMs,
gear,
yeah.
And then you have to match, yeah. Okay, there's something there I want to work
there,
on this
there
week,
is, there
and
is.
I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure it
out.
You've
got something there.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch a little bit now to Dick Van Dyke and his program that he has in his mind, and the path that he's, and I shared it with you today.
You sure did.
And you had an interesting reaction to it. he's almost 90, and I think his book is called Keep Moving, or something like that, because his publisher said, write a book. I want to know what you're doing, because you're, for being 90, you're pretty active and doing all this stuff. And he says, it's just about moving. Keep moving on. You know, don't let the grass get in.
Right.
And he's also married to somebody who's in her 40s.
Whoa.
Yeah.
90 and 40.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. And he says, people, you know, I hear people talk all the time. And some people go, I wish I would have, you know, loved more or did this more. And then I'll hear somebody say, I wish I would have was smarter with business decisions. And he goes, oh, they just don't get it. It's not about that. It's about, you know, living the present moment and finding what gives you joy and really enhancing that joy for life. That's what it's about. And you said to me, well, it's easy for you to say, Mr. Dick Van Dyke, because you were on Diagnosis Murder, the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Exactly.
You know,
all the Mary Poppins movies.
And Is Mary Poppins like Chim 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 Chim?
Chim Chim.
Okay.
And da, 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 da. Yeah.
And what's that one word song with the long word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound
is that Mary Poppins
it,
too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something quite atrocious.
And a flying car, is that Mary Poppins too?
That is.
Okay.
Pretty
sure. So I have all these memories. Yeah. It's all Mary Poppins. Okay.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
One of those pop culture lines is like, you know, if you keep the medicine in a bottle and never take it, it doesn't do you any good.
Okay.
I don't know. It's about change,
okay. I got
and
you.
Not following people's good
gotcha.
Advice and
okay.
not following the program you put into your brain.
Right. So. Well, I did. When I heard that, I mean, I look at Dick Van Dyke, and I mean, to me, the guy's had a blessed life.
Yeah.
I mean,
worked hard.
Not saying he didn't work hard. I mean, he worked, you know, the Dick Van Dyke show all those years, and then he did movies, and then Diagnosis Murder, and he was able to work with his son and his family. Now, I know there's a grace and a beauty to be able to work with your family.
100%.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I just, you know, I just didn't want to, at that moment, I didn't want to hear, you know, like...
someone who had it all.
Yeah, and then just all you had to do was just, like, be in joy.
Yes.
No. You know, and also, too, there's a lot along the way in terms of commitment and doing all this. And
yes.
No, I mean, I've softened a little bit because you're right. He showed up. I think he might have even had a drinking problem in his career.
And smoking. He said,
yeah.
He goes, the one thing I regret is I sometimes apologize to my body for all the drinking and smoking I did in the past.
Wow.
Because, I mean, who knows where I would be if I hadn't done that.
Right.
So,
right.
But
that's kind of sweet, you know, apologizing to your future self for what you're doing.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
I want to say right now to my future self, I'm sorry for all the whoring around I did. Didn't mean to.
You should be like, no, thank you. Thanks for the memory.
Exactly. That was a joke, by the way.
But, you mean you're not Hora? Not Dora, remember Dora?
Yeah, Dora the Hora.
Hora.
No. Well, anyway, girlfriend, we're getting close to the end of our show.
I know.
And I just want to say, please go to Amazon.com. Look up The Clutterfly Effect, our book.
Mm-hmm.
Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life.
And we're also going to be having our products up on Amazon.com.
And you know what?
Very soon.
And also, you can go get our product, our 100% organic argan oil right now. It's a great product that is supporting our show. And you can go to Amazon and go to Easy Life Labs and just... Easy Life Labs argan oil. It's a great bottle. And a couple dabs here and there on the...
under the eyes.
On the skin.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a great moisturizer.
Yeah. Everybody loves argan oil. Even our best friend Francine loves it.
Yes, she does. She said, when I wake up, if my eyes are puffy, just put a little dab underneath the eyes and boom.
That's right. Didn't we do like a little video under Punk
Hat
Cat Films?
Yes.
For the argan oil?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, they can go there, too, and look at it.
Exactly.
The YouTube video.
There you go.
Boy, we're just so cool today.
Well, we're trying.
It's like, cool.
And, you know, the nice thing is I have a list of other things to talk about, but I didn't have time.
No. And you were stuffy.
I know, and I apologize, and I'm going to not receive this.
No.
People are going, yeah, right. We've heard you before. I'm not. So, girlfriend, how do you think our show went today?
Oh, honey, you know what? It's always a wonderful time to be with you, and our show was great. It was great.